I think our second goal came against a run of play, and in fairness to Bradford, I thought they dominated the second half, and they played some good stuff, and you know, that's what we expected, because it's a side with a lot of momentum from last season, and they're a good side. And you know, you're always disappointed not to see the game out when you've got a two-goal lead, but I felt on the balance of the second half, you know, Bradford certainly deserved something, and sometimes you can't do anything about their second goal when they strike them like that and they're going to the top corner, you know, so give credit to the boy.
So a point away from home is not a bad result on the opening day?
Well, you know, it's an improvement on this time last season. We got beat last season, but yeah, we've took a point from as I say, from a good outfit who've got a lot of momentum, and we'd have been satisfied with that before the game. I think when you, as I say, when you're 2-0 up, there's a little bit of disappointment, but I think you have to look at the bigger picture, and the result was the right one over the 90 minutes.
You got a goal in each half from Mike Simmons, picking up where he left off last season.
Yeah, Simmo's, he scores goals. He did well last season, and you know, I'm sure he'll score goals this season along with Danny Glover. But ultimately, it doesn't matter who sticks the ball in the net. It's the end result that's the important thing.
Several players were making their debuts today. How did you think they did? Charlie Rees, Glyn Thompson, for example.
Well, you know, it was a difficult game for Charlie because the grass was a little bit long, and he likes to carry the ball and have a go at fullbacks, and it wasn't conducive to that. I thought Glyn Thompson had a super game. And, you know, I know it's not his debut. He's been out for a couple of years. But I thought Shab Khan was outstanding today, and it was a pleasure to see him back playing again after such a nightmare injury. He just ran out of steam, but he was outstanding for the 65, 70 minutes he was on.
2 years he's been out following injury, a lad who was born and bred in Worcester. He's a real fans' favourite, and they'll be hoping to see more of him maybe on Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, let's see how he settles down. You know, we've got to be fair to the lad and see how he feels tomorrow and Monday. But you can see today, just if we can get him back playing regularly, he deserves a break. What a good asset he can be for us.
Someone else making their return to Worcester was Danny Glover after a year at Nuneaton. How do you think he did today?
I think rather than single out individuals, I thought collectively we did well first half. Maybe, you know, had chances. We certainly on the counter attack, we looked a threat, and maybe we could be a little bit critical at the final ball in the last third. We had some good situations, but overall, it's a decent team performance. You know, and considering we had to hang on a little bit at the end, we were happy with the point.
So, have you picked up any injuries ahead of Monday night's game? You haven't got long to wait.
No, everybody seems okay initially. It was just fatigue with Shab and tactical with the two wide men. You know, so yeah, hopefully we've got no injuries.
A quick mention about the red card for Matt Breeze. How did you see that?
Well, so he's on right the other side of the pitch. It looked to me like he's gone to close the boy down and then realised he wasn't getting there. And it looked like his standing leg went. And to be fair to Bradford's left back, he said, you know, that was I tried to get out the way his standing leg went, but obviously what's gone on after he received the red card, I don't know. But you know, if you're going to leave the ground in the modern game, you're asking for trouble. So, you know, I've got no real complaints about it overall.
Okay, Carl, thanks very much for today.